I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, an article written by BUHS mathlete Tegan Orr titled Winning Gold in Silver Valley. In their second meet of the year, the varsity mathlete seized the title of first with a massive 26 points. This is 4 points ahead of second place winner Boron and 8 points ahead of the previous meet's winner, Tehachapi. Bishop's incredible display at Silver Valley has propelled them into first place overall with a lead of 4 points. At the meet, a plethora of mathletes did incredibly well individually. Caleb Fitz scored the most points of the meet with an incredible 7 points out of 10. Close behind him was Granite Pouvel with 5 points, and Tegan Orr, Kano Graves, and Bryce Coakley with 4 points each. Congratulations to all other mathletes who attended the meet, as everyone either remained consistent or improved their scores by at least 1 point. The challenging nature of varsity mathletes tests were active in full force in these questions with appearances from problems like how many 13-letter words, real or imaginary, can be formed from the letters in the word algebraically? Oh, man, I could never be an athlete. When asked about how the 2025-2026 mathlete season is progressing so far, varsity mathlete, captain, and senior Caleb Fitz said, "It's going very well for our team as we are fully ahead in points. Coach Didi Buchholz appreciates all the time and effort these captains put into mathletes and wants to send out a special thanks to the varsity senior captains, Caleb Fitz and Sydney Wilson. With their fourth year serving the team, along with varsity junior captain Sydney Garcia and Adam Perez, who are also doing a tremendous job as captains and leaders. Way to go, Bishop." The Lady Broncos soccer team had their first league game on Tuesday and won. Multiple players put the ball in the back of the net. Kylie Acree, Bree Brayton, Leah Taylor, Brooke Taylor, Taylor Durr, and Ashley Sandoval all had goals. This makes 3-2 overall and 1-0 in league. Next up, they're traveling to Mojave on Thursday. Crowley Fish Foundation is honored to have scientist Emily Martin on the team. Emily is a PhD candidate at UC Irvine. She studies water quality and fish in the Sierra Nevada. Not but her, our foundation is thrilled to have her guide us with scientific data, management, planning, and decision-making. Thank you, Emily, said Chris Leonard. For more information on Emily Martin, head on out to CrowleyLakeFoundation.org. Well, NIHD and AFSCME reach a tentative agreement. This one's from Northern Indiana Healthcare District, and AFSCME have reached a tentative agreement through mediation, averting a strike. Union members from NIHD's nursing and technical units are scheduled to vote on the agreement this Thursday, December 11th, to respect the integrity of that process. AFSCME and NIHD will not release details until the vote is complete. If the agreement is ratified, AFSCME will withdraw its notice of the unfair labor practice strike and public employment relations board charge. This tentative agreement represents a positive step for our employees, our organization, and the community we serve, said NIHD CEO Christian Wallace. If it is ratified, we look forward to moving ahead together with a shared focus on safe, consistent patient care. From the union representative, they wrote, after a lengthy state mediation session on December 9th, employees represented by AFSCME Local 315 have reached a tentative agreement with Northern Indiana Healthcare District, which resolves our disputes. Union members will be voting on the agreement on Thursday, December 11th, in order to protect this process. Just as NIHD said, they will not be releasing details on the agreement till the conclusion of the vote. This agreement is ratified. The union will withdraw notice of the ULP strike and release further details on Friday. Well, in some sad news, Elizabeth Betty Jane Wagner Ulrich, a longtime resident of Bishop, California, passed away peacefully on Friday, November 28, 2025, at the age of 103. Per Betty's wishes, there will be no formal services. A graveside memorial service will be held at East Line Street Cemetery on Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. For the complete obituary, please head on over to sierrawave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. I'm Jason Brown, bringing you today's news. Thanks for listening.